Edgewell Personal Care, which is the parent company of Schick, announced that the manufacturer is closing its doors and laying off nearly 300 employees. The manufacturing plant, which is right here in Milford, will completely close the plant down by the end of 2027. Joining us to talk more about this is attorney Gary Fallon. And Gary is an employment attorney with Hurwitz, Sangarin and Slossberg in Milford. He also is a law professor at Quinnipiac University. Hey, Gary, welcome back.
Good morning, Melissa.
So what are your thoughts on this most recent layoff announcement? I mean, are we seeing major increases in layoffs?
Yes. And just, you know, I think that some of the numbers nationally capture just how serious this is. In October of 2025, last month, there were 153,000 layoffs. Compared to last September of 24, there were 56,000. That's for October. That's the most layoffs in October since 2003. And overall, for all of 2025, it's the second highest number of layoffs since 2009. So, it's very serious. It seems like it's really jumped up though in October, and apparently, at least from initial reports, it's continuing at that pace in November.
I also noticed there was another, speaking of layoff news in Connecticut recently, there was another article last week. That the manufacturer Metallix plans to close its facility in Bristol. Again, you're talking about dozens of layoffs there. So it seems like it's a lot of manufacturing plants that a lot of the times we're seeing layoffs, or we're seeing those facilities maybe condense a bit. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, it's manufacturing. It's the tech industry, which I think is getting hit the hardest. Also, finance and financial-related services are also seeing a major downturn. What I think is also important is, you know, we read in the newspaper about, you know, major layoffs like Schick. It's the medium-sized and the smaller employers where this trend is also continuing, but we don't hear about those as much.
Well, I'm wondering why you think these major layoffs are happening. And the reason I was bringing up the facilities or the plants, for example, is, which, you know, again, you kind of just mentioned that it is happening at the smaller and even medium sized companies as well. But do you think it's because of the emergence of AI in some degree that we're seeing more of this? Is it, you know, what do you think is factoring into this uptick in major layoffs?
I think AI is probably the number one reason, but there's other reasons. The tariffs, for example, with rising import costs. There's kind of fading consumer confidence. There's also been a major decrease in job creation. It's been the lowest in 2025, the lowest number of job creation since 2011. And there's a lot of anxiety about a possible recession. So when you have all that uncertainty with AI on top of that, employers are retrenching, they're not expanding. But AI is certainly, I think, the driver. We may be on the verge of, you know, it's being compared to kind of the white collar industry, like the Industrial Revolution to the blue collar industry. Wall Street Journal had a fascinating article last week, November 8th, called Use AI or Be Fired. How a lot of larger employers now are telling their employees, unless you start using it a lot, you're going to be terminated. So for better or worse, it's here. And so, you know, but it just seems like now it's really kind of entrenched in the workplace that is causing a lot of disruption.
Do you think, though, too, we've got employment attorney here, Gary Fallon. Do you think, Gary, the change, though, that we've seen in the workplace since the pandemic has any impact? And what I mean by that is even people working in person, you know, so, for example, again, I don't know. I can't speak to the specific examples we're talking about today, like these, you know, facilities or these plants shutting down. But there are so many jobs that have become remote or, you know, hey, let's cut the costs of having office space, for example. And then when you realize that you don't need for, you know, maybe an office manager because now you don't have a physical office anymore. So that's a cut job, for example. I mean, does that play at all a factor? And if so, is it a minor factor?
I think it is a factor. I don't think it's necessarily a major factor.
Okay.
But also calling back or going back to the pandemic, there also was, a belief that part of the retrenchment now is that there was overhiring during the COVID period.
That was my other question.
Still having a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and we saw that just, you know, if you look at Connecticut specifically, and again, I know we're not talking maybe about companies. Now we're switching gears a little bit, but a lot of school districts had to lay off people who were hired during the pandemic because they got money that was not expected from the federal government, and then the money ran out. And so either programs or people got cut. So we did see that certainly. So, but it doesn't sound like that is a major factor per se in some of these recent layoffs that we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it's playing as much of a role as some of the other things like AI, like tariffs.
Do you think, and again, we've got Gary Phelan here, employment attorney with Hurwitz, Sagarin, and Slossberg, which is actually right here in Milford, same location of, same city as where we heard the news about Schick, Edgewell Personal Care, again, parent company of Schick, announcing that the manufacturer is set to close their doors by the end of 2027, the entire plant going to be shut down. And that means nearly 300 people losing their jobs. Is it a situation, Gary, where people may not be able to work here in Milford, but they can go to other facilities under the company? Or are they just out of the job entirely?
I think that at least from initially, when there's a layoff announced, employers may try to find other places to locate them, but it's few and far. Mm. I think it's really the exception for the substantial number of laid off employees who I've represented over the years. There's certainly optimism expressed, like we'll try to find another position for you, but I wouldn't count on it happening.
Do you think it's going to continue? We're going to keep seeing this increase in layoffs?
At least all reports are that it is going to continue, and that it has continued in November. Now, one of the things also is, back when I did this in earlier years, around the holidays, any layoffs would decline. Even during an economic, kind of troubled times, there was almost this, thing, that their belief that you don't terminate people around the holidays. That's no longer the case. I mean, that's one of the busiest times for my practice is, in November and December. And I think I'm certainly seeing that even over the last month is a real jump in the number of people being terminated. So I don't see anything. I certainly hope that it does, but at least all predictions that I've seen is this is going to continue.
We are chatting with Gary Phelan, who's an employment attorney with Hurwitz, Sagarin, and Slossberg in Milford, also a law professor at Quinnipiac University. And we just shared the news that Edgewell Personal Care, the parent company of Schick, announced that the manufacturer will be closing its doors here in Milford, its manufacturing plant here on Layton Road in Milford, and laying off its 293 people, according to the company. The first group of those employees to be laid off will be between March 2nd and 16th of 2026. So they're down to just months before they need to find a new job. So, Gary, I want to get advice for two groups of people. Let's start with those who are being laid off. If you're somebody who happens to be with this company, or you just found out recently that, there are major layoffs and you are part of that group, what is your first piece of advice for somebody who's been laid off?
The first piece is what not to do. Don't argue. Don't be angry because that's going to hurt your negotiating. Secondly is don't don't start negotiating because you're at a position of your weakest before you've really even analyzed things. Perhaps talk to an attorney. The next thing is just to see what you're entitled to. Are you entitled to any severance? There's things such as, are you entitled to accrued but unused vacation time? That's where I think you think about going to an attorney. These are contracts, severance agreements, if you got a severance agreement. And to analyze, do you have any potential claims? Biggest group that are often affected by layoffs are older individuals. And even if there aren't any legal claims that you might be able to negotiate an enhancement of the severance, there may be goodwill that you've been there a long time. You can use that as for negotiating purposes. You may be able to negotiate the amount of the severance, COBRA benefits, outplacement. Then I think it's time to update your resume. Think about what you want to do, with the rest of your career. There may be retrenching, and maybe you go to AI training or things like that. The one thing that's overlooked, I think, that is so important at this time, though, is getting help. You've just gone through a traumatic experience, and rather than trying to jump back in and find something right away, give yourself a few days just to sort of regroup. Think about consider meeting with a therapist. Start to create a routine, still get the same sleep, exercise, job search. You'll do the same thing every day. And don't avoid socializing, particularly during the holidays, because those are networking opportunities. I think, networking is, I think, the biggest opportunity to find other positions. The stigma associated with being terminated is not nearly the same because it's happening so often, and it often is, performance may be completely irrelevant. What I also tell clients is to think positive. Focus on what you control. You control how you react, not whether you were chosen for termination. I've had so many clients who come back to me and saying, you told me that this might end up being a good thing, and will tell me about some job they may have, which may or may not, pay the same, but it made their life better and they enjoy it more. So have hope that things could actually turn around and even be better than it was before.
And the other thing, too, Gary, I was saying is there are two populations I believe you could give advice to. Obviously, those who have been laid off. But those who are working, and even if you are a very valuable person at your workplace, again, I look at this situation with Schick, and this is really not a person. This isn't a performance reason for the layoffs. This is a plant that is shutting down. So anybody working in that plant is losing their job. It doesn't matter if you are a rock star worker. That's kind of, unfortunately, it's insignificant in the sense that this is because of a closure of a facility. So what do you suggest to people when it comes to knowing that, I might be a valuable member of this team or I do a lot of great work, but sometimes a layoff is sort of out of your control? What do you suggest they always do to stay relevant and to be prepared if a layoff does happen?
Well, one is to always be improving on your job skills. And one of the things I always tell lawyers, like in the law students I teach, as well as associates, is create a niche. Try to make yourself indispensable. But for people who are, because there's often like survivor guilt of people in layoffs who aren't terminated, stay in touch with your former colleagues, even if they were laid off. That'll help you and it'll help them. But also just accept the fact that, if you can't control what may happen to you, just do your best. And recognize that there's, it may happen. Anybody, as you mentioned, Melissa, anybody can be terminated,
mm-hmm.
Particularly in a transformational job market like I think we are really starting to see right now. But always look for other ways. How can you expand your skill set?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Again, Gary Fallon, thank you so much for always providing, I think, great conversation here on WICC, employment attorney with Hurwitz, Sagarin, and Slossberg in Milford, also law professor at Quinnipiac University. We appreciate your time.